Dub CNN right here with Spider Log. What's up with you, man?
What it do? Just Bay Mackin', man.
Now, I believe you have a new project coming out, a new mixtape?
Yeah, June 24th, Nigga Glutta Hate. They give me some issues with the title at retail as far as the order, so the cover's gonna read the one Glutta Hate. The title's Nigga Glutta Hate, Spider Log, featuring the Bay Mac Camp. Got Butch Cassidy on there, Tough Talk, Cartoon, a couple of more West cats on there. My nigga The Guest from New York, Six Trader Gangsta from down south, new Bay Mac artist. It's gonna put it in their face. Got Connect 3 coming soon too, but.
You got what coming?
Connect the Volume.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, why did you choose to go with that title?
Nigga, you love to hate.
Yeah.
I mean, it just fits my position, who I am, and how the average motherfucker that consider themselves competition choose to feel about. I feel like they have a beautiful time hating on the low, so.
So, this is a mixtape or?
It's a mixtape, street album, whatever you want to call it. It's a mixtape.
Original beats?
All original tracks.
Okay. And you dropped several mixtapes in the past few months. Can you give us a quick recap of what you got out right now?
Yeah, we got Connected 2. Top. We're going to hit y'all every 30 days this year, but Connected 2 dropped this year. The King of R&B, Global Warning. Got Jacket for Beast coming soon too. That's hosted by Gangsta Granny. That's just a bunch of tracks on Beast that's already out. Jacket for Beast mixtape. But yeah, so far it's been a Global Warning hosted by DJ Woogie. Connect the Volume 2, which was Nick Bean and Felly Fell, and the King R&B.
Okay. You know, let's talk about your label situation. You've been on G-Unit for Three or 4 years now. What's the situation there?
Man, it's slow motion for SPI. You know, I'm still a signed artist over there. It's slow motion, so been out here on this independent grind trying to see what to do. I can't really answer what's going on with the GM situation. Probably as clueless as you are.
Alright, so there are no concrete plans of a Spider Log album coming out through G-Unit?
No, sir.
Alright. And does Young Buck leaving G-Unit influence your relationship with Buck?
From my understanding, he's has a different position as far as the group is concerned. His affiliation, his association with the company hasn't changed. And it definitely hasn't changed how I feel about him.
All right. And you know, you always stay in people's mouths, not only because of the music, but also, you know, because of the whole controversy surrounding you. How do you feel about your image?
I mean, the image that I truly am, I love it. I mean, the misconceptions that people develop, you know, I learned to deal with that as well. Have the motherfuckers that call themselves having an idea about SBI, I don't have no idea about my image.
So what's your true image?
My true image is the West Coast secret. He is I. I'm a nigga they love to hate. I'm what the average West Coast rapper is rap when he rapping and talking about what he is and what they pretending to be. So what they basically do is find a shell of my life and try to find rhymes that apply to themselves to fit into the lifestyle that I live. Me and a few others, but it's just, I'm the epitome of what the West has been trying to represent for the longest.
Do you take the time to go online and read what people say about you?
Not much. If they don't put it somewhere directly related to me, most times I miss it. Catch some of the shit on YouTube. But outside of that, spotalope.tv, I check on my MySpace and things of that nature.
How do you feel about the internet?
I love the internet. I think it gives you access to so much that's so far away so quickly. It's hard to dislike.
Snoop Dogg recently put out a video wanting to set up a spider versus game fight. What did you think about that?
Man, I don't understand why a nigga think it's cool to be clowning with my name in his mouth about some motherfucking fighting. I don't know, and he don't know, now rapper that done touched on more rappers than me. A squad boy ain't shit. You can't name another rapper that done put his hands on more entertainers than Spider Lo. Not saying I'm nothing I'm proud of, but I don't know why he want to take that opportunity. acknowledge me when you can't tell me about nobody this nigga done touched. He done had various distant situations throughout his career. He ain't put his hands on nobody. He wouldn't get a homie J.O. ahead of Faye. It's a nigga grabbed Snoop wife's ass at Snoop house and Snoop didn't take the Faye. I forget the homie from Insane names, the little white boy from Insane. I don't know if he actually grabbed her ass or not, but when her ass got grabbed and she made a big hoot and holler about it, this who the crowd blamed it on. He denied it, so they made the big bodyguard nigga Fabian take the motherfucking Faye. He had to get on the basketball court in the cage and go head up, and the little bitty white boy knocked Fabian out and sat on his chest and pounded on him. Snoop bitch ass didn't even take that Faye. I ain't got no problem taking nobody who Faye with nobody who want a Faye, nigga. But why your bitch ass ain't take no Faye with Suge, you mark ass nigga? Doing records called Pimp Slap, ain't never slapped nobody. Oh, ho ass nigga, want to speak on SPI. That's how I feel about that shit.
Alright.
It was really about something, nigga, cause come on, he got my number, nigga. I ain't got your number, nigga. You got my number, nigga. You could have hollered at me, nigga. These niggas talk goofy on the internet. When you see them, it don't be none of that. Hey, bow down to the locs. Nigga know what it is out here. Nigga don't know me. All he do is know of me, nigga. And when he know of me, he know he better keep hiding behind the microphones and the internet and the bodyguards with that shit, nigga. And it ain't no more passes, nigga. You see me in traffic. When you ain't no more, oh, what up, Loke? Yeah, Rolling Coaster and all that. Keep that whole shit, mark ass, nigga.
Alright. Let's get back to the music, though. What do you have lined up for 2008 except for the mixtape coming out?
Gonna be a tape a month, man.
One mixtape per month?
One per month for 08.
So what are you doing this for? Like, where are you trying to go with it?
Where am I trying to go?
Yeah.
I'm feeding the ears, feeding the music. Like, all my whole life time that I spent rapping, I've always what's made me stand out in crowds that I've had more to say at a high quality level. So since there is a mixtape circuit that artists are utilizing, I just want to exemplify the fact that I got a lot more to say at a high quality level. So keep flooding with music.
You know, it looks like. Go ahead.
I say everybody got a favorite spot of those songs.
Okay. You know, it looks like a lot of artists are having difficulties releasing actual albums and instead just drop street albums and mixtapes. You know, what do you think of the evolution?
I'm watching it as it happens, man. I'm watching the game change, you know, right before our eyes. Don't know quite where it's headed, but I'm excited about seeing where it's going. I know that the pure is going to ride to the top. Cream is gonna rise to the top, so I just want to be around when the transition completely does what it does. No matter what it is, albums, mixtapes, street albums, SBI gonna be present. And they gonna be dropping quality music.
Is it frustrating to, you know, wait such a long time to put an album out?
Yes, yeah. As much as you can imagine, you gotta realize it's frustrating. It's a lot. It's very frustrating at times. But then, when I put it all in perspective and look at prior to being on G-Unit and my prospects of putting out an album, there weren't any tangible prospects, and the fact that my life is better to such a degree, so much because of G-Unit, you find a way to deal with the frustration of the industry, period.
Alright.
It's better, man. You know, I'm still able to make music. I have an outlet to get it to the world. The actual situation that we all were expecting isn't or hasn't quite developed as soon as any of us would imagine, but I still can't complain to be have to hold my head down about my situation in life. I'm in a far better situation than I ever have been.
And
what get better is kind of like being in the NFL and the NFL going on strike. I don't want to play bad, but hey.
Right. So, what about the West Coast? How are you feeling right now from the West?
I'm feeling Fate Mac Camp. Outside of that, my nigga Cartoon, that's about where it stretches to. Outside of that, I ain't feeling too much.
You fucking with the New West people?
I fuck with the True West. I don't give a fuck about no New West.
Alright. Are there any upcoming collaborations that we can expect that you got going on right now?
me and my niggas, me and my Baymax camp, and then artists up out of Houston, Texas by the name of Trey. He did a record for the Nigga You Love to Hate. It's called In These Streets, along with my artist, Trey Gangster. It's off the hook. Me and Turf Talk and Cartoon got a record called Street Life. That's also going to be on the Nigga You Love to Hate. From the latest collabs with SPI. They holla at the nigga Mr. Fab lately. Supposed to do some work soon. Local niggas just holding it down, pushing their grind.
All right. You know, is there anything else that you'd like to let everybody know?
Man, check out my videos, man, on the YouTube. Also, G Video, Just Asking Video. What else you got? Got the Serial Lyricist video. The beautiful video, of course. If you need a video shot, holla at Crash, man. We doing them for the low. And April 29th, man. Blink, you might miss me, but I got a World Cup on Shark CBS television show. You know what I'm saying? You can fuck with that shit real tough, do the little acting shit. Just getting these things, Baymax and dope.